Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher and welcome to the latest edition of our newscast.
I'm Sarah Williams, I'm a police officer and I am the Design Out Crime and Crime Prevention Officer for the Constabulary.
Perfect.
Hi, I'm Gemma Wild and I'm one of the trustees of Forget Me Not charity.
Perfect. Okay, and so today we're talking about the Herbert Protocol. So for anyone who's never heard of that before, can either one of you or both of you just explain what that is?
So the Herbert Protocol was an initiative named after a gentleman called George Herbert, who was a Normandy veteran. And he went missing, trying to find his way home back to a childhood home. He went missing and unfortunately passed away. So it's named after him. So it's for and centres around patients with dementia. So a family or carer can fill out this Herbert Protocol form, and we all keep a copy of it and families keep a copy of it. And it's a way of a risk tool to get that person home safe and sound if they were to go missing.
And so what sort of things would you be filling out on that form if you were to fill one out?
So it's everything about that person, their height, their build, a photograph, if there's an up-to-date photograph, medication, places that they would remember to go back to. So it might be something from their childhood. It might be a place that they really enjoy going to, something that's probably in their past that they are familiar with.
And so is it almost like the idea is essentially you're filling out that missing persons report before it happens, to speed up the process if it ever did happen, kind of?
Essentially, yeah. So when a person goes missing, it's a case for us as the police that we down tools and all our focus is on finding that person to get them back home. So if we've got that information immediately in front of us, we can start directing officers to these locations to try and find them sooner rather than later. So it's a risk tool for us and it reduces demand for us, but it's essentially getting out to those places to get that person home.
Perfect. And so I suppose from forget-me-nots kind of side of things, what's it like having that fail-safe? You know, it's in there, it's like almost like an extra safety tool, I suppose, that you can tell people who come to you, you know, maybe fill one of these out.
Yeah, for us, from the forget-me-not side, our Admiral Nurse Service look after the family and the carers of the people living with dementia. So as a safety backup for them, it's absolutely vital, because you can be walking down Strand Street and turn to say hello to someone you know and you turn back and the person has disappeared. And it might only be for a minute, it might be for 25 minutes, but whatever length of time it is, it's just a horrible situation. So just having this available is just amazing for the families.
This is something that has been in use elsewhere as well. I mean, is it something that's had a really positive feedback where it has been in place?
Yeah, so I first got in contact with a colleague in a UK force and he explained the process and what he's done. And they launched a pilot of it just to see how it would take in the area. I think it was Leicestershire. And the response to it was phenomenal, that they had businesses wanting to get involved and be part of it. It was such a worthwhile thing to do. It hit a nerve, and it was something that we don't have here. And dementia is unfortunately growing throughout the population. So it was important for me to get it here. And so it's that safety measure for families as well as that person that's suffering with dementia.
It's like you say, you kind of can turn you back for a few seconds and they're gone, and then, you know, they don't necessarily, they could get confused, can't they, and they don't know where they are. So if someone's coming up to them, so it's almost like, I know we keep talking about it being a fail safe, but it is that thing of there's actually then this database out there of who these people are and how we can look after them if and where they might go, kind of thing.
Yeah, and also basically the whole population of the Isle of Man hopefully understanding this whole protocol. So if you're walking, for example, down Strand Street and you see someone who's getting agitated or upset, and you can speak to them, and actually if everybody hopefully eventually becomes aware of it, it'll help the police as well, and it'll help the person who's agitated, and it'll help the families. So yeah, it's a win-win for everybody.
In that scenario, I suppose, if they know that this protocol's in place, and what's the best, say, in that exact scenario, what should they then do? Ring the police, or like, how does it then work?
Well, hopefully, initially, you can ring the police, obviously, mm-hmm. and they will have all the details on file. Forget-me-not are also buying some wristbands and fobs that if there is a high-risk person, they'll have this wristband on, and it'll just be a matter of scanning a QR code and the emergency contact details will be on there.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, I think, for us, is having that the QR code on the band and the fob, because we'll publicise it a lot that just through an app you can scan that person's wrist. You'll have their name, so you can call them by their name. They're not just a stranger, technically. You can call them by their name, and it will come up with the next of kin details that you can put that call in to say, I have your relative, I have your family member here, they're struggling. Mm. That family member knows exactly where to come to. They're not phone. And it kind of cuts us out potentially a little bit that we don't have that missing person. But obviously, if they are missing, then we're the people to call and get them back home.
If anyone wants a bit more information on it being explained to them, like I said, it's been launched officially kind of on the 1st of July, doing a launch down Strand Street. So what's that going to entail?
So that's going to be all of us. So the Forget Me Not charity, us, the police and the Admiral Nurses, we'll all be down there outside Marks and Spencer's in the area there. And we're all available there to speak to about it. We will have some leaflets, some information that people can come and chat to us about it, what it entails, find out as much as they need to know. And then it's a case of if they want to be part of it, they can download the form, which is on the police website. They can send the form electronically through an email to the police, and we'll upload it to our system so we have that immediate access to that information.
So obviously once this is launched, and then there's that kind of quote-unquote brand recognition and people know what it is and you know, that initial launch, what happens then?
So we want it to become very familiar with the Isle of Man, and so that people are fully aware of what that fob or that wristband means, so it's not unfamiliar when they come across somebody. So we'll promote it through our police social media and our channels as much as we can, and I'm sure the charities will as well.
Mm-hmm. And also the Admiral Nurse Service, obviously their whole commitment is to the families of people living with dementia, and so the fobs and the wristbands will be delivered immediately to those that need them most mm-hmm. originally, and then obviously we'll just keep buying them as and when we need them.
Yeah.
Because at the moment there's 1,800 people with a confirmed diagnosis of dementia mm-hmm. on the island, and so I can imagine that we'll need quite a few of them.
I suppose, I mean, while I have you, I think it's one of those things, I think, like I say, if you know someone or it's in your family, you kind of know the process of how things work. But for anyone who maybe doesn't know what an Admiral Nurse is or how the charity can, like, support people or families with dementia or you know, any of these other illnesses in the family, can you just give me a little explainer then of what the charity does and what Admiral Nurses are, I suppose, as well?
Yes, so Forget Me Not was set up in 2018 with the whole idea of helping people on the island with dementia and also the families and carers. And we found out about the Admiral Nurse Service, which is similar to the Macmillan nurses who look after cancer sufferers, but obviously for dementia. And we've now got a team of three, and so they go out at the moment. They've got a workload of 140 families that they're supporting, and that's sadly growing.
So you say there's now three Admiral Nurses. So yeah. I suppose, what does their work day look like? What do they kind of do?
Generally, they will have a set routine of who they're going to see, who needs them the most at various stages, because obviously there's lots of different stages. The Admiral Nurses tend to get involved more at the end of life at the moment, just because that's where the workload seems to be biggest. They're also working with GP practices. Jeanette, who's our lead nurse, is training, so she goes around care homes. She works very closely with Manx Care to go around the hospital to help everybody become dementia aware. And I think overall, we are hoping that the whole of the Isle of Man will become dementia aware in the very near future.
Spot on. So the Admiral nurses have this bigger workforce now, but they're with the charity then?
Yes, so the Admiral Nurse Service are hosted and housed at hospice because it's a perfect fit, but they are totally funded by Forget Me Not. So our charity is solely there to fund the Admiral Nurse Service.
Perfect. And I suppose that'll be one of those things that people can get more information about at Strand Street next week. So when are you going to be down there?
We're there on Tuesday between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. So hope to catch as many people in that window as possible, and hope everyone will come and see us and have a chat about it.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.